Episode 45 of The Dig is brought to you by the Queen of Pops. Visit her on Facebook for all your cake pop needs.
Broadcasting live from inside Turtle Shell, it's episode 45 of The Dig. That was old school music by The Flaming Lips with their song Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, Part 1. And I have a special guest joining me in studio, the homie Alex from Baldwin Park. What's going on, Alex?
Nothing much, just here hanging out.
I see. So today I decided to get a hold of Alex. And we decided to do a show together, and I asked her, hey, Alex, what kind of show should we put together? And she decided to create a show based on one theme. What's that theme?
Names.
So we're basically going to be playing songs today with featuring names of people in them. For example, that song has the name Yoshimi in the title of the song. Why do you want to do a genre like that? Because I pitched her a bunch of different ideas, like 80s. I pitched her flashbacks. I pitched her all kinds of crazy things, and she came up with it. Why did you come up with that one?
I don't know. I felt like it was different. 80s, it's been done, so I don't know. It was a theme I guess I don't see as often.
Excellent. So we up next is a song by the Cowboy Junkies. Why don't you go ahead and intro it, name the song, and why'd you pick this song?
So this song is Sweet Jane by the Cowboy Junkies, and I love the Velvet Underground version. It's one of my favorites, but this is a good cover, and I've heard that it was approved by Lou Reed, but I don't know if that's true. Turn around and break it. And anyone who's ever played a part wouldn't turn around and hate it. Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane. Ah, sweet, sweet.
Doesn't seem to be a reason to change. know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
And I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Why do I want... Is this thing still on? Why am I still singing that song?
I don't know.
Anyways, that was Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. Funny thing, when we were putting this playlist together, there was two songs, or well, one song in particular. And we both, out of all the millions of songs ever created, we had this same song by the Beatles, Julia, off their White album. See, the last song on the first disc, and I chose it because I love the lyrical content. I'm not a big music person. I'm into lyrics. So the way John Lennon's voice blends with the acoustic guitar, I think just really makes a good end cap to the first disc of the, or the first side of the White Disc album. Why did you pick that one?
I'm a big Beatles fan, and the Beatles have tons of songs with names in the title. This is one of the ones that you don't think of when you sit and think about their catalog. This isn't the first name song that pops into your head. So I really had to think for a while, and it was like one of the last ones I thought of. So I thought, hey, that's a good one. So that's why I picked it.
I agree. You know, the first thing I thought of was Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds. Is the very first one. Then I thought Dear Prudence, Sexy Sadie, but Eleanor Rigby, Michelle. So I mean, they got tons of them, and I love the way the second to last song, which is I Will, leads into Julia. And so for those fans out there, here's a little bit of the Beatles and John Lennon with their song Julia.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Shell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Her hair of floating sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me so I sing the song of love. Only speak my mind, Julia. Julia, sleeping sand, silent cloud, touch me so I sing a song of love, Julia. Sing a song of love for Julia, Julia, Julia.
EntertheShell.com. Now I totally sounded Valley Girl.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho. Drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a thumb-brown voice she said, Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, 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 Lola. She nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola, la 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 la.
Not only does this song totally rock, but it's the only song I've ever sung during karaoke. So one time, my sister planned this big surprise party for me at a sushi bar, and that's when I was introduced to sake bombs. Anyways, a couple hours later and a few sake bombs later, I was at a karaoke bar singing Lola. And man, I love that song. It's such a good one. One of my favorites.
What karaoke bar?
Oh, I don't know. It was that many sake bombs later.
Which is a good lead-in into our next song, a controversial song. We both picked Johnny Cash songs, and I had another song named Kate. But Alex, you know, we almost went, as Turtle says, we almost went fisticuffs. She said, no, I put my foot down, and we are playing A Boy Named Sue. And I said, I don't know. It's controversial. I wanted to play Kate, but she trumped me. She's my guest. So I guess we got to do what Alex wants.
That's right.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. But her name ain't Lola. So anyways, here is Johnny Cash with one of his most popular songs, A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? Now you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing, but Sue, I still ain't that man. Yeah.
Oh, You mean every man to man.
That was Come On Eileen by Sae Ferris. Great cover.
I agree. Well, that's pretty much going to wrap up this exciting, action-packed episode of The Dig. Thanks for joining me in studio.
You're welcome. It was fun.
You don't got to lie to the people at home. It was a lot of work. Anyways, do you have any last words or shout-outs before we leave?
I do. A shout-out to my stinky brothers. And that's pretty much it. That's all I got a shout out to.
I think all boys are stinkies, but anyways. Well, that wraps it up for this episode. If you need to know any of these bands or any of these songs, just go ahead and log on to entertheshell.com where you can peruse the website and find the playlist to this podcast and so much more. While you're on entertheshell.com, don't forget to check out the Enter the Shell show recorded live every week with new music from NoHo 2 Studios. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, The Queen of Pops, for any cake pop emergencies you have. Visit The Queen's Facebook page for all your cake pop needs. I leave you now with the Dresden Dolls and their song Delilah. If you notice, the lead singer Amanda Palmer closes every show of The Dig. So if the voice sounds familiar, that's where it's from. You want to go ahead and say The Dig?
Sure. That's going to wrap it up for another episode of The Dig.
There's no end to the love you can give when you change your point of view to underfoot. Very good. Breathing out.
EntertheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.